fever. It was boiling around the sea. It was boiling around the sea. It was boiling all on the bay. So I ran to the Lord. I said, Lord, hide me. Please hide me. Please help me all on that day. He said, child, where were you when you ought to have been praying? I said, Lord, Lord, hear me praying, Lord, Lord. All on that day. Said a man, you ought to be praying. Ought to be praying. Said a man, ought to be praying. All on that day. I cried, power.
I feel bad fading it out even seconds early. It's so powerful, obviously. Nina Simone, Sinner Man. Wow. Alison Moyet right before this covering Keddy Lester's Love Letters, which came after Herb Albert Rise. You can check out the full set list on the website WFMU.org. But it's time for me to get out of here and make way for Alan so you can ask him all your burning questions, figure out your life live on the radio. It's pretty remarkable the service that he offers. All of this advice, free advice, is coming up in 2 minutes. You're tuned into WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. My name's Mona. Time for me to get out of here and make way for the rest of your life. I hope you have a great night, great weekend. I'll be back same time, same place next week. Until then, rest in peace, Ace. And up next, Ask Alan.
If your girlfriend weak and she stupid profiling, yes. You need some information, Axe Allen. That's what you get when everybody's styling. Axe Allen.
What?
Season them up, 1,000 hours. Axe Allen.
Yes.
I go Wu-Tang, brother, Iron Pine, Michelin. Yes, you got problems, Axe Allen. I'm styling.
Yes.
Axe Allen.
What?
I'm wild.
Axe Allen.
Let's get to it, baby.
Let's get to it.
Yeah, diamonds and pearl won't save you, brother. You know how I do. It'd enslave you, brother. If you got a problem, go and ask your brother. Go Axe Allen out there. Your lover, she gonna need a person with a clear head and a balance. Yeah, see, the V8, baby, is eagle talents. You know, Ali Banger, I stay quiet and stay silent. If I got me some problem, I go Axe Allen. Yes, you know, the worst of the world is wildin'. Yes, I'm just sitting there profiling. Yeah, I just know how it's gonna go again. If you ain't right, you will never ever know the flow again. Yes, be silent out there, keep it low again. Yes, this world will take your shine and take your glow again. If you don't know, please just Axe Allen. You get hit with claws out, baby. It's eagle talent.
Eagle talent. Yes.
Axe Allen.
What?
Season them up, 1,000 hours. I go Wu-Tang, brother, Iron Pine, Michelin. Yes, you got problems, Axe Allen. Axe Allen. I'm styling.
Yes.
Axe Allen.
What?
I'm wildin'.
I'm wildin'.
Axe Allen.
Axe Allen.
Let's get to it, baby.
Let's get to it, y'all.
Here we go again. My name's Alan. This show's called Ask Alan. Advice on any topic, except like real estate or stocks. Boring radio, and I don't care. So this is how it works. You call 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. And we talk it out. We talk out your problems, your grievances, your issues, things you need advice on. I don't give advice unless I ask for it. How and why am I an advice giver? Beats me. Only because I'm on WFMU, because it ain't some wealth of life experience or education on advice giving. I have none. But I like when you call and I like talking to you. So 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. I want to say, oh, the Doggy Llama is in studio with me. Tico's here. He's tired. We had a busy, fun couple of days celebrating my dad's 90th birthday. And so we drove down last night to Tom's River, spent the night at my dad's, got up this morning. Me and Tico went to the Pine Barrens, came home to my dad's house, 90 years old, still living on his own, still making his own food and getting out every day. And his house is cleaner than mine. He has nobody helping him. It's kind of amazing. Love that guy. If you're listening, Dad, happy birthday. 90. My dad's dad, Eastern European immigrant, collected scrap metal with a horse and buggy in downtown Newark, New Jersey. That's how they got by. That's a lifetime. So glad to still have him. Love you, Pop. And fun day today. And Tico, thanks for hanging out with me. So give a call. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. We are in the Hellraiser. I'll talk more about that a little bit later. The Hellraiser means we are in the Halloween season. So maybe you need costume ideas or something to do for Halloween. Want to do something a little non-traditional? In these parts of New Jersey, the night before Halloween was Mischief Night. And growing up in Newark, that was more important than Halloween to us. And goodness gracious, did we create mischief on Mischief Night. So maybe you want to do Mischief Night, but you don't want to be a total, like, loser. Maybe we could hash out a good Mischief Night routine for you. My dad used to take us out on Mischief Night, and he would say, egg the buses and soap the cars. That would all he would let us do. That was cool. Nice Newark ritual. It's getting, especially in these parts, in lots of parts of the United States, life is getting harder for people. People are losing their jobs, good jobs, union jobs, jobs with that you thought you would have health care and benefits and increased salary the rest of your life. That Gateway Tunnel project just got swiped away. So I think like 85,000 people in New Jersey just lost jobs. Just like that. Maybe you're in one of those situations. Relationship advice. That's always the banger. Give a call, 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Family dynamics. Spent some good time with some of my family today. Doesn't always go like that. Families are dynamic. That's why it's family dynamics. And so maybe you're dealing with some of that kind of stuff. Ooh, the CD is starting to skip. I'm not stoned. Tired, but... Yeah. Aging parents, complicated relationship with siblings. Oh, what else did I want to tell you? The Ask Alan answering machine. If you can't call, take this information down before we start taking calls. The Ask Alan answering machine. If you can't call during show hours, but you want to call during the week and leave a message, call 973-352-7908. Hello, you're on the radio. This is Alan. Who am I speaking
Alan.
To? Yo.
How are you?
Good. Who's this?
This is Jeff, the earwax guy.
Oh, man. Earwax continues to be a...
Well, no, I'm calling about something else, but that's just like what I think I'm known for now.
Are you feeling good about your earwax problem?
Yeah, well, not... I mean, I got it resolved. I'm more still confused about how to proactively prevent it. Like, I can get the clogs out. Because sometimes it's the proactive thing. Because sometimes, you know, I try to clear them out, and then I just wind up clogging them up.
Interesting. But, you know, interesting. Oh, that's another call
like
altogether.
Trial and error.
Huh.
I wonder. But I got a new one.
Okay.
Maybe this is related.
Uh huh.
I basically want to talk. I have questions about the frequency of showering.
Oh, all right. That's a good one.
I have dramatically decreased the frequency of my showering, and I'm not really seeing any negative side effects. I don't know you're supposed to take a shower every day. I don't think you need to.
Okay, I like this call. So, are you in a romantic relationship?
Well, not regularly, but I would definitely shower when that would be going on.
Okay, so you're not right now. And
well, you know, it's not a regular thing, but you know, I have, you know.
But when you all meet up, you make sure you're clean and showered and groomed.
Yes, I would definitely do that.
Good.
But yeah, if I don't have any reason to, you need a reason to take a shower.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I don't have any reason to.
Well, you know, sometimes all right, so here's a question for you. Do you, by any chance, have a bidet?
I have access to one where I work, but I don't like it.
You don't like the bidet. So I talked to other people who don't like a bidet. So here's my thing. If you're not showering, the one place that really needs attention, you know, you got to clean up down there. And sometimes, you know, toilet paper is just not enough.
So I'll do some baby wipes there. I don't want to get too graphic. You know, under the arms with some soap and the baby wipes, you know, every day if I'm not going to take the shower. But other than that, you know, like, what else do you need to really wash?
Yeah.
I'm mostly bald, so I can just sort of wipe my head off.
Yeah. I can go a couple days without shower, but I have a bidet and I have learned the real, you know, the nuances of using a bidet effectively. I also have it hooked up to the hot water. So if I didn't have one, I think I would probably shower more frequently.
Hey, I got a question about it. So there's a bidet that, like, it's in a workplace that a few people have. And to me, I feel like there's going to be splashing going on that's going to get back into the bidet. And I feel like because it's splashing off of other people's butts, that makes me not want to use it. I would be more likely to use it if it was just mine and no one else's.
Yeah.
But I'm not using a bidet that's splashed off other people's butts.
Yeah, so the bidet that I have has a wash mechanism that is supposed to be cleaning the thing that it sprays out of before you use it. So you wash the thing first, you spray through it first, and it cleans the mechanism, and then you're spraying it back up your butt.
Do you trust it? You trust that mechanism?
I mean, I get nice and I like it. I like the bidet. I feel like if I shower less because I stay clean in the parts that matter. Also, not showering frequently, you know, you get funky. Things get funky. You know,
when you get funky, then you take a shower. You need to, like, if you're out, you know, running around and sweating, you take a shower. But, like, if I'm not sweating and, you know, I'm wiping out other areas, I don't need to take a whole shower.
Well, I agree you don't have to shower regularly, but I do think that I feel that way because I'm really big on the using a bidet, and I've learned how to use it effectively. I don't want to get too graphic about what makes it better, but spending a long time and really paying attention to where it's hitting.
There you go. Are there like instructional YouTube videos for like bidet techniques?
I would suppose, but I'm self-taught.
Oh yeah, self-taught bidet. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Is anybody really self-taught about anything? I mean, somehow you must have picked something up. Like, none of us are really. People say they're self-taught. That means they didn't take a class, but you still learn from other people, and it's not really self-taught then.
Well, I looked at the mechanism, and it said wash, front, back, bing, bang, you know. But anyway, I support you not showering frequently. I say get a bidet and learn how to use it effectively. Thanks for calling.
I like it.
Hello, you're on the radio.
Hi, so I have this friend who's he's like kind of a wordsmith, and for a while he would write down words on a topic, and then a friend of his would play them on the radio, and he really enjoyed doing that. But then I don't know, the radio guy got like a shorter show or something, and didn't have time to play the word things.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend doesn't. He's sort of rudderless, you know. So any advice I could pass along to him, I would.
Yeah, this is my advice, Hoboken Jack. Man up. Just relax. You'll find your audience. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Hoboken Jack used to do a weekly spoken word on my show, and it was amazing. And he did it for like years. He did hundreds and hundreds of spoken words. But I could tell that he's hurt. He might need a bidet. And he hasn't been feeling good about losing his spoken word. But my one-hour show, I can't have somebody come on and do a spoken word. But you should go back into my old show's archives, 6 Degrees with Alan, and listen to the many, many, many incredible spoken words that the great Hoboken Jack, great writer, and man about town. Thanks for the call, Jack. I didn't know it was you till about halfway through. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is Steven.
Hi, Steven.
I'm calling in. I got a problem with my neighbor, man.
Uh-huh.
I know I'm going to sound crazy, but I think he either is or is in contact with aliens.
Oh, okay. Is or what? You said is or is.
He either is an alien or he's in contact.
Okay. Well, I'm skeptical, but convince me.
All right. This started maybe like 3 months ago. I see it like wake up middle of the night. I'm hearing things. I hear him going to his shed, and I see like lights. I see lights like flashing from the shed.
Mm-hmm.
But when I look out there during the day and stuff, when he goes to garden, the shed's empty. There's no signs of lights, and it's not like a little flash. And it's just like enough light that it looks like something like that could light up a football field coming out of this little wooden shed.
Okay.
Just bright, like. Couldn't be created by like a smartphone, computer, or nothing.
And so how did you jump straight to alien?
Well, when you're near it, it's like this humming, and it doesn't sound like there at times it sounds like a humming like
mm-hmm.
But other times you could almost make out like it doesn't sound like English. But it's like a language all in its own.
Oh.
And it's not like any language that like I could identify. I'm looking up languages. I'm looking up like everything from like, you know, like the Swedish language to Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't sound like anything from this world.
Are you friendly with your neighbor?
He's a very nice guy, but some things aren't adding up. I see, other than the lights, I see him constantly taking things in there.
Like?
And just never leaves with them.
So did you ever say...
And it's this little wooden shed. And you could look in there. You could see, like, the full view of it.
Well, did you ever say to him, what the hell? You know, since he's friendly, you don't seem to feel... other than this routine going on, you don't seem to feel threatened by your neighbor.
I don't feel threatened, but I want to know.
Well, why don't you ask
him? I've asked him, like, hey, you know, you see those lights, you know, in the middle of the night. And he's, like, looking at me like... Oh, yeah, those. And he's like, oh, I wouldn't worry about that if I were you.
Well, I feel like it's Halloween.
But for the past 3 months?
Well, it's Halloween.
Since, like, July.
Let me finish. It's Halloween.
Been, like, since July.
I believe none of this. But, however, what you should do is take a flashlight and sneak over to your neighbor's yard and hide in the bushes. And when he goes in the shed, just sneak in there and get a good peek. See if you can get a peek without disturbing your alien neighbor. Maybe he's a serial killer and he's taking apart bodies with a welding machine or a blowtorch. Maybe...
But wouldn't there be a smell if there were bodies? Let's be honest.
I
know we were talking with the previous guy about showering and odors.
Well, I think you have to spy. I think you have to spy on your potentially alien neighbor. Thanks for the call. 201-209-9368. 201-209. Whoops. 201-209-9368. Advice on any topic. This is Ask Alan. Ooh, I have a couple specials coming out up. Real excited about the Halloween Day special. I'm going to read it. It's on my... One of two Hellraiser specials. The second one hasn't been hashed out yet. but it's Reverend Steph Black, a minister in the occult, providing enlightened strategy and star coordinates. So, in other words, it's going to be stuff like, we'll be taking calls on things like nightmares and dreams, omens and visions, magic powers, communicating with the dead and the undead, portals, graveyard work, how to effectively work a Ouija board or things to be careful about, poltergeist concerns, blood magic, spirit possession, spiritual visitations, bone divinations. And this is all Halloween Day. This is the real deal. This is, Steph doesn't go by witch. She goes by a leadership. She's a multi-denominational and not just pagan. So she goes by other names. And so we'll be getting some like oracle occult advice on Halloween Day. So think about that. You got a couple of weeks. And next week I have a special in the works as well. So I might be able to tell you. Well, you'll catch up on that through the week as the specials come out, because I'm still hashing out the details. Ay, Dios mío! Let's see if we got any answering machine calls. I'm not even sure. Un momento!
Hi, Alan. My name is Carl. I'm calling from deep northeast New Jersey, and I got a weird one for you. I really need some help with this. I keep finding pictures. This sounds crazy, but it's really messing me up, man. I keep finding pictures of John Travolta all over my house. It sounds pretty weird, but like it's happening to me, and I don't know how they're getting there. I don't know where they're coming from. Is somebody hiding them in my house? Were they here all the time and I just never noticed? Am I putting them there? Am I like taking Ambien and like wandering around the house putting pictures of John Travolta in my desk drawers? I don't know what to do. Please help me.
Wow. What do you think, listeners? Go to WFMU.org playlist and comments. What do you think's going on with Carl? It sounds like he's having psychotic episodes because he might have a deep crush on John Travolta. What do I think is going on? See, now this is the thing about the answering machine calls. I would be, the thing about Ask Alan, it's a questioning process. I'd have a lot of questions for Carl. But my initial instinct is there's some childhood crush that is sort of manifesting itself. And it sounds like you want to, you know, get with John Travolta. That's all I could think. Or somebody's playing a trick on you. Go to WFMU.org playlist and comments. Help Carl understand why he's having pictures or visions or psychotic episodes of Vinnie Barbarino. Hello, you're on the radio. This is Alan.
Hi, this is Richard.
Hi, Richard. Where are you calling from?
Richfield, New Jersey.
Oh, okay. What's how can I help? You need advice?
Yeah, I was going shopping earlier today for my dad. He just wanted some stuff, and I was looking. He wanted Italian breadcrumbs without cheese, and I couldn't find it for the life of me. But he swears it's a thing.
Italian breadcrumbs?
Yeah, like Italian style breadcrumbs, but without like cheese. And
where did you go shopping? I mean, there's without any added like grated cheese?
Yeah.
And where'd you go looking?
Just the bread aisle, just where the breadcrumbs are.
Yeah, but where? Like a supermarket?
I call my dad. I'm like, hey, Dad, I can't find it, and he's getting pissed with me. Like, okay, forget about it. Don't buy anything. Just come back home.
Well, you only went to one place.
Yeah. I'm not going like.
Where'd you just go to? Which supermarket did you go to?
ShopRite.
I think maybe you got to go to like a Italian. Deli, like where you would get some like Italian specialties, and they might have breadcrumbs with them without cheese. They might just have them with like herbs and salt and pepper or you know what? Come on, do your dad a favor. Get some next time. Hey, listen, say Dad, next time
just make my own.
Make your own breadcrumbs.
Oh yeah,
come on.
Also, do you know what a tri-tip steak is?
I do not.
Yeah, I don't either. My dad wanted that too.
All right, you got to make your own breadcrumbs. Thanks for calling. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hi, Alan.
Hi, who am I speaking to?
Asher.
Oh, hi, Asher. What's going on?
Hi.
What do you got? You got
a
lot.
First of all, I have great news. I got Docs.
Yes, you got the ones you wanted?
I did, yes. They're very cute boots, but I'm going to lie about them being high-top sneakers so I can wear them in gym class.
Oh.
They're cute. I love them.
Awesome. Congratulations. You know, I'm just winning for you, Asher. We are winning together.
You're great, man. So, it's October, right? So Halloween's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a person who does a lot of volunteer opportunities because I have fun. So I volunteered for Save Halloween. Do you know what Save Halloween is?
I do a little bit, but why don't you sort of give me a little more context?
It's where a bunch of young kids can come into the high school that I go to, and there's a bunch of, like, rooms with themes set up that give out candy. And it's, like, Save Halloween because they're not out on the streets.
Okay.
So I run a room for that. I'm running a room this year at Fairy Tale Bars, but that's not my issue. My issue is I'm in honors English, right, because I'm very smart. and we have a field trip on October 30th, which happens to be the same day as Save Halloween. Oh, we're going to the Anne Frank Museum, by the way. I'm very excited about it.
Wow.
I'm just scared that, like, I won't. Like, how am I going to wear my outfit for Safe Halloween to the Anne Frank Museum, first of all? Because I'm dressing up as a fairy godmother. And
wow.
I don't know if I can, because I can't get changed in school. That's embarrassing.
Wait a minute. Hold on. There's a lot going on here. So it's.
Sorry.
It's Mischief Night. It's
yes.
The day before Halloween. The trip is. What's it? It's for English honors?
For English honors to the Anne Frank Museum.
And where's the Anne Frank Museum in New Jersey or New York? Where is it?
It's in Queens, I think.
Okay. And
I'm on Long Island.
And you want to both celebrate Halloween but not be disrespectful to the Anne Frank Museum?
Yeah, because I'd be wearing a dress, which is, you know, a fairly short dress. And I don't want to wear that to the Anne Frank Museum.
Mm-hmm,
I don't know how to, like, hide that I'm wearing that.
And what else are you doing? Are you doing other Halloween-y stuff in the city before or after the Anne Frank Museum?
Nope, we're just going to the Anne Frank Museum.
Can you... All right, but then there was something else going on. What did you say before the trip? There was another thing, right? Or is it...
It's the same day as Safe Halloween.
Safe Halloween. So you want to be dressed up for Safe Halloween, and then you're going into the city?
Safe Halloween, we have school, right? And during the school day, I'm going to the Anne Frank Museum. And then after school is Safe Halloween.
Okay, at the school.
Yeah, so, and I'm just staying after because I don't want to go home in between.
And so in the morning, you're not doing anything Halloween. You're just going into the city.
Yeah.
But you want to be dressed up walking around the city.
Well, not necessarily. I just don't want to get changed at school. Like, I want to wear my costume to school, or at least most of it, not the wings. But the actual outfit part. Like,
are you taking
the
bus? You're taking a bus into the city?
We're taking a coach bus, yeah.
Does it got a bathroom?
I don't know. Maybe. It did on the Washington trip. We went to Washington. Right?
You
got
to get in that those little, disgusting little bathroom, and you got to put on your costume in the bathroom after the Anne Frank Museum. You can't wear it. Go ahead.
But then I'm going to come out on the coach bus with all these kids that are in my grade and know me, and they're going to be like, Asher, what are you wearing?
Well, it's Halloween. It's like you're in costume.
That's true.
Yeah.
Nobody else wears costumes to school. I asked all my friends, and they were like, no, I'm not wearing my costume to school. I'm being a frat guy for actual Halloween, and all of them are like, no, that's lame, which is lame of them. I want to wear my costume to school.
You're being a what guy?
Frat guy.
Frat guy?
Yeah.
Whoa. So what are you doing? I'm assuming you're going to be making fun of the frat guys?
Yeah, making fun of. I'm going to have a wife beater and a tie around my head.
Nice. Okay. All right. And
so get changed on the bus.
I think you got to get changed on the bus, man, because you can't do or put something on over it, like have it underneath where you could just rip it off on the bus. Have a big baggy, have a big baggy outfit over. You can't go into the Anne Frank Museum with your freaking fairy. What is it? Fairy godmother?
Fairy godmother. Yeah, it's Fairy Tale Forest.
It's a little strange. A little strange, especially strange times. You know. But I don't know. Also, whatever. It's Halloween.
That's true. They're all lame. I'm a sophomore, and all my friends are lame, and they don't want to dress up.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's important to be dressed up for Halloween. Also, You're going to be leaving the Anne Frank Museum. Maybe leave the Anne Frank Museum, take off your baggy clothes, take off the baggy clothes. You have your fairy godmother outfit on, and then just, it's mischief night. So then egg a couple frat boys with your fairy godmother outfit on.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's
the plan. Yeah.
Egg frat boys.
Yes.
All right. Good luck. Let me know how it goes.
Thank you, Alan. Have a good night.
Bye. Hello, you're on the radio.
Oh, hi. Sorry, I'll put you off speaker. Hi, my name for this call is Liverpool Andrea, or Andrea.
Liverpool Andrea. Hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi. I'm actually helping out someone on the chat board who can't call in. She lives in Liverpool, I guess.
Oh.
So her question is that it's about parking. In the UK, they have like housing where there's no gaps between them. So, yeah, I don't know, probably like townhouses.
Mm-hmm.
Some people put cones and fake disability signs to prevent people parking in their parking space.
Which is not actually legal.
It's a public road.
Yeah, it's not really their spot. They just want to claim it because it's in front of their house.
Right. Mm-hmm. So she wants to know, what's your advice on whether she should move them if so many people live down the road and parking is almost impossible because there are bins and cones to reserve parking.
So people just sort of do this pretty much illegal thing to maintain their spaces. I mean, I think what you got to do, I mean, I hate being a rat on my neighbors, but it sounds like you kind of got to like get like. So I kind of can relate to this. I live in Montclair, New Jersey, where we also, our houses are on top of each other. We don't have driveways. Parking gets really, really difficult in town. And even if you own a house, they make you pay $45 a month to park in front of your own friggin' house.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I've been dealing with it for like 20 years. But like, so, you know, you really try to beat the system. But at least we have a system where you can get a permit, and then if you could find parking in the neighborhood, you're allowed to park there. It sounds like the availability isn't there. They're allowed to park. They don't have to pay, but you just can't find parking.
Right.
So, and it sounds like the people are just breaking the rules to try to take ownership of a public spot, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
like
that's not cool. And, you know, you get into confrontations with people on the same block. So this person is in the same situation as they are. She's not choosing to fake disabilities or put cones out front, and she just wants to park. Right?
Right.
But you don't want to confront your neighbors because they might be psychos, and then you might end up in a fist fight, and you might have to egg another frat boy. Right? So,
exactly.
Yeah. So I think as much as I hate saying the word, you got to call the cops. I think you kind of got to get the authorities involved, and maybe you don't have to be the person. You just can like talk to them and just be like, I don't want to be the person who gets identified as the person who's ratting. But like, these people are making believe they got disabilities and they're taking over all the spots on the street with cones. You got to tell the cops, even though I don't like saying those words. It's weird.
Can she wear a costume to move the cones?
As long as, yeah, but then it sounds like these people are going to keep doing it. So you need some sort of enforcement around to make sure that it kind of like stops happening.
Yeah.
Right? Tell the authorities, even though like it's kind of a creepy thing to do on your neighbors. But it sounds like it's a free for all where the neighbors are taking spots and they're not concerned about her. So she needs to do the responsible thing or something like that.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Okie dokie. Thanks for calling for a listener.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Oh, Marana, me. Parking issues. I can relate to parking issues. It's the Hellraiser. It's the WFMU Hellraiser. This is a new radio show. I started, it's picking up a little. And I would like to make a humble $1,000 and maybe 55 donations. I'm like nearing half of that. And we got a couple weeks to go and I got some specials. But more importantly, the station needs to make their goal more than they have in the past during Hellraiser, because for a few reasons. Yeah, they lost that grant. And it is a grant. I think there's like sometimes some confusion of listener-sponsored radio station. What is this public money thing? But it's a grant. Any nonprofit can reach out for grants that are available. No obligation grants, no corporate underwriting, no obligation whatsoever. And FMU has been receiving this $200,000, an eighth of our budget, for a really long time. And we took the hit on that because, as you probably know, as a wise WFMU listener, community radio, public radio across the country is getting slammed by authoritarianism, basically. There's this push to try to push out. I mean, radio signals are really important to people who want to force a message and ideals down people's throats. So it feels a little bit, it's scary times for radio. And this station, with all its wisdom, protected itself, being mostly, almost fully dependent on listeners, which is why we're in pretty good shape to compare to a lot of these places. However, $200,000 is a huge hit. I could live for like 16 years off $200,000, I think. So please support WFMU during the Hellraiser. If you've been enjoying Ask Alan, please consider a pledge at WFMU.org. And if you do it right now, it'll go directly to Ask Alan. Otherwise, you could do it to that pledge link, which is pledge at WFMU.org/donate/AQ. Put it on a playlist and comment board. Pledge. See, I didn't even do it right. Pledge. Ugh. Forget it. Just go to WFMU.org and make a pledge to Ask Alan or whatever your favorite radio programs are. Because, you know, it's Hellraiser. It's our end of the year fundraiser. There is great swag up for grabs. Incredible new t-shirts. I got to get me that Jersey Devil t-shirt. I was in the Pine Barrens this morning, actually, looking around for the Jersey Devil. And I don't know if there was ever a Jersey Devil t-shirt before, but it's a really good one. So get your swag. T-shirts are $50. A $50 pledge gets you one of the new t-shirts. Could also get a DJ Premium and a t-shirt for $75. Still have my old Ask Alan. Ask Alan. 6 Degrees. Weed Juice. CD out there as a premium. So support WFMU during these difficult times for community radio. And keep supporting this weird and wacky listener-free freeform radio station. That's my pitch in under 3 minutes. Thank you. So 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. Put the Needle on the Record with Billy Jam coming up at 7 p.m. In the meantime, we have time for a whole bunch of more calls. So I hope you will call. Maybe you got grievances. I have a friend who I work with here at WFMU. We do like contracting work on the building sometimes, but also we work out in the wild sometimes. And this guy, I call him Jeff, he's got grievances. Maybe you got grievances. He's got grievances about everything. But I got a grievance, one of my biggest grievances these days. So yesterday we were working at this mansion, and I do mean mansion. It's probably like, if I had to guess, and I don't know anything about real estate, but this has to be between a $2.5 to $3.5 million estate in a real wealthy neighborhood in Essex County. And we were cutting a couple hundred yards of really pretty hedges, but the people weren't home in the mansion, and I had to use the bathroom really bad. But we had to run back and forth to the recycling center a couple times to drop stuff off. So I was like, all right, when we're out in the streets, we'll find a public restroom. I went to three parks. All the bathrooms were locked. I went to a, there were soccer fields. One Port-a-John was locked. We were driving around looking for a bathroom. Couldn't park in the downtown of this town to try to run into a place to use a bathroom. 2 hours, like going nuts, ready to like, oh man, a lot of talk, bidets and stuff. Anyway, I got a big grievance with the sort of slow degradation of the availability of public bathrooms in the United States. And it seems to be like coinciding with the sort of just downfall of availability of public services in general. They don't want to pay somebody to clean and maintain a public bathroom, the little bit of money that it keeps to keep public restrooms open. That's my big grievance this week. Maybe every week I'll have a grievance. I'll ask Jeff what his grievances are. But do you have grievances? What's your pet peeve? 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Advice on any topic. Ooh, so as I mentioned earlier, I think if you want to leave a message on the Ask Alan answering machine in off-show hours, 973-352-7908. Also, if you want to get on the Ask Alan email list, shoot me an email at Alan, A-L-A-N, at WFMU.org. Ay, Dios mío! Give a call, 201-209-9368. The calls, it's weird. Calls come in, like, in groups. Hello, you're on the radio. Who am I speaking to?
This is Phil calling from California.
Hey, what's up, Phil from California?
Hey, this is not a new grievance, not a surprise to anyone, but leaf blowers, of course.
Yeah.
Everyone hates them. But you know what? Do I have to hear week? They should be zoned. It's like this part of town, they do it on Monday. This part of town does it on Tuesday, that kind of thing.
So do you hate leaf blowers across the board or just gas-powered leaf blowers?
Just the loud ones. I don't know what they're run by. They could be nuclear for all I care. If they're not loud, I won't mind.
Oh, see, I don't like the ones that are run on gas. They're definitely louder, but they're also, you smell, you see the smoke. I actually live in a town, Montclair, New Jersey, that outlawed gas-powered leaf blowers. And,
oh, that's cool.
They're phasing in landscapers to use these electric leaf blowers, which are much quieter, much less invasive, and don't make a horrible pollution problem. So maybe petition your, it depends on the kind of town you live in. I live in like a real hippy dippy neighborhood, and they were able to get this ordinance, which I love. I love the leaf blower ordinance.
Personally. I had not heard that. I actually grew up in Glen Ridge, but I had not heard that about Montclair.
Yep, cool. Montclair outlawed.
They must really have to have the extra batteries on hand, though.
Yep.
I can't imagine they would last very long.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of landscaping equipment or just like sort of equipment in general now is moving towards, so you have like five or six Ryobi batteries, and you blow the stuff around with your whatever, your Milwaukee or your... yada yada yada. So I think there is a movement towards that. Well, there was when people were caring about the environment and government. Now there's this weird backlash against anything environmental or anything that caring about the air you breathe or the environmental regulations. But we have that there, and I understand your grievance. I agree with it. And maybe you could petition for the zoning if it's not the kind of town that would phase out gas-powered leaf blowers. I like your idea.
Right. Well, it's California. You'd think they'd be on top of that sort of thing. But
you would. You'd think it might even be a statewide thing. Yeah. But then they'll get bashed for forcing landscapers to increase their expenses. But then once they make that, usually it's really big companies that are forced to do it first, and then the smaller companies have to sort of phase it in over time. And that's fair, if you ask me, you know.
Yep.
But I'm not a landscaper. I might disagree if I was a landscaper.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, all right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Peace. 201-209-9368. Yeah, I hate those gas-powered leaf blowers. They are both the ear and the air. They're so abrasive to listen to. And, nice fall morning. And they just come out there blasting those things. as early as they possibly could. And if your windows crack, you smell the fumes, you see the smoke, and that's just a horrible way to get woken up. And it's been a real improvement in our town that they've gone to electric leaf blowers. Easy peasy. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Pet peeves, that could be a good one. Relationships. Oh, you know, my wheelhouse, probably, I've said this before, is DIY projects. I am ignorant enough to, naive enough to just kind of like try anything, to not have to spend like exorbitant amounts of money on a home project. So I've figured out how to backdoor a lot of things on my old creepy house. So maybe you got a project, an art project, a deck you're thinking about building. You're scared to get started. Halloween costumes. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. This is Ask Alan, where the number one rule on advice giving is don't give advice unless you're asked for it. So I can't just start spewing out things that I think you should do unless you call 201-209-9368. Should I start drinking weed juice? I used to drink THC-infused sodas on my music show. I might start getting high on my Ask Alan. Hello, you're on the radio.
Yeah, hey, man.
What's up? Who, Rob?
You wanna answer? What'd you say?
What's your name?
This is Seth.
Oh, hey, Seth. Where are you calling from?
Oh,
you don't got to tell me. It sounds like you don't want to tell me.
No, let me tell you. I want to tell you.
All right.
It's a weird name for a place. This is Putanta, Virginia.
Oh, wow, you're calling from Virginia and whatever you just said. Okay, so tell me what you're a little bit, the call is a little, sounds like you're talking into a tin can, but that's okay.
Can you, just as long as I'm not too loud, I think.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I hear you okay.
That's good. Do you want to interpret a dream?
Oh, I'll try, but in a couple of weeks, we're going to have a real dream interpreter here, but I would love to interpret a dream. Let's hear the dream. Oh, I had a weird one, too. Go ahead.
What, last night?
Two nights ago, and I usually don't remember my dreams, but I remember this one, but I want to hear yours.
Right. Yeah, man. I normally don't remember them either. It's basically just an object in the dream. Let's see your interpretation. So it's this white porcelain sculpture, and the size of it could be like a centerpiece on a kitchen table, just to give you a framework.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, the sculpture itself, so it's like half house and half car. And it's got Snoopy in the driver. Everything, it's pure white porcelain. And Snoopy's in the driver's seat. And the car aspect, it's got like bat wings coming out of it. And then I guess like in the back seat area, it like grows up into probably a three-story house.
Jeez.
And Yeah, so it's pretty cool. You know, it's definitely worth investigating. So just checking it out. And then there's this, like, spider up in the third story. And I couldn't quite tell if it was a toy spider or a real spider because it was like a dream, you know. So I had that kind of awareness. But it definitely seemed real.
So, so where was this sculpture thing? Where was it? You just stumbled upon it? What was the context of how you saw it?
Well, I'm not really with remembering my dreams anymore these days. It was, I don't know, somebody's house, maybe like a little gallery or something.
And it was like porcelain, but also like car, also Batmobile, Snoopy. Was it Snoopy the dog from Peanuts?
Yeah, man, but it's all white porcelain, you know.
Yeah.
Like his nose isn't black or anything. Like his eyes are white, everything. Bat wings are white. Yeah.
What did you feel? How did you feel? Was it scary? Was it exciting? Was it fun? What was the dreams like? What was it, a nightmare?
No, it's like Halloween, you know, Scorpio rising, Halloween type energy, you know?
And there was never any, like, was it an empowering dream, or it was like mysterious and suspenseful? What were you feeling? How'd you wake up? How did you feel when you woke up?
Well, I had this issue with my tooth that I've never noticed before, like first thing in the morning, you know, teeth injuries, right?
Your feet?
Like porcelain or whatever. My teeth.
Oh,
my
teeth. Your teeth. Oh.
Yeah. Well, that's okay, you know, but just.
You think you were grinding your teeth in the dream?
Well, I do that while listening to music, so I don't know.
Well, it sounds like something pop culture references were pretty. I mean, the spider shouldn't. It doesn't seem like a coincidence when you got Batman reference and a spider in there. It seems like some sort of superhero pop culture references were happening. Do you agree with that?
It was certainly a mashup, yeah. I mean, I said, like, the Batwing, I guess, like, the best reference is Batmobile, but, you know, I don't know. It's, like, all white.
So, well, that's where that's what your mind told you. Yeah. But, I mean, usually there's a feeling that you leave this thing saying, "Ooh," like either you're breathing heavy or did you wake up laughing?
No, I mean, like I said, it's like this time of year, just like an energy with it. You know, it's certainly, you know, mystical.
Maybe,
you
know? It's all right. So maybe I think it's telling you have to sort of celebrate Halloween this year. Maybe, a little more, with a little more oomph. Maybe get really creative for Halloween this year. Do you get dressed up? Are you a costume dude?
Well, the best idea I've had, I want to save a little money, so I figured to go as a nudist.
Oh, I like that. I mean, it might be tough to get in a party. Unless you're wearing you could get a costume of a nude. You could put on a one-piece pullover of a nude. But I think a better thing is take this dream and become a mashup of just create your character. A Snoopy head, a bat car, a porcelain bat car with wings, with spider legs hanging out of the, and make it with a cardboard box and a Snoopy head. That's it.
Yeah, I love that, man. I've always wanted to be able to bring an object from the dream world out into reality. So
You got some time before Halloween, so get it done. Send me a picture.
Yeah, man.
Good luck. Hello, you're on the radio. Hello? Fine.
Hello? You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Who's this? Don't curse.
Hello?
Relax. What's your name? Hello? Can you hear me? Dude.
I don't understand why I'm not going through.
You're right here. You can't hear me?
No. Oh, now I hear you.
Mananjagita morta. What's going on? What's your name?
So I'm Peter. I'm from Glen Ridge, like the previous caller.
Okay.
Remember I called last week about Martin Luther King?
Oh, yeah, that was good. You had the riddle. That was great.
He was looking for a riddle, and I pulled that one out of my head. So, you know, but there's some other things that came up today, and one was about the, you know, the leaf blower.
Mm.
And I'm thinking Halloween costumes. It would be a horrible Halloween costume. You go leaf blower. But actually, the noise was a factor for my family when we moved to Glen Ridge, because we moved from Brooklyn,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't deal with lawnmower. But when we got one, we hated the lawnmower. We got an electric lawnmower,
mm-hmm.
and there was a skill to it, because you had to plug it in and you had to drag it around. But and a few times, yes, you cut it, but you learned how to splice the getting extension cord.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, it was a courtesy. It was just something obnoxious about lawnmowers, any of these things, because people are trying to sleep on the weekends. Anyway, but so moving away from that, I'm thinking Halloween costumes. Ace Frehley. It wouldn't be disrespectful, right? It would be. It could be an honor.
You could always do Kiss. It doesn't matter, dead or alive. Absolutely.
Good. Because they said he died in Morristown.
Oh, wow.
I didn't realize he lived out there, Morristown.
So you could do Ace Frehley in Morristown.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be a great costume. It wouldn't be disrespectful.
No,
right?
They'd love it. Are you kidding me? No, that's it. Absolutely 100,000,000%. Go for it. Ace Frehley.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. Oh, we have time for one or two more calls. Halloween issues. We got about 5 minutes to put the needle on the record with Billy Jam. You are listening to Ask Alan. Advice on any topic from a uniquely unqualified purveyor of advice. I'm going to start unloading my digis here. Oh, I forgot to put this back last week. Oh, 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. We got time for a call or two. It could be you. Grievances? Call me up. Managia la guita morta. I love Halloween. I got a bunch of plans over the next few weeks. I hope you do too. Ooh, I'm going to be on the radio till, technically Sunday morning, but I'm going to be on a Showy McShowface special with Jim the Poet, 3 to 6 a.m., Saturday into Sunday. We're going to be doing a Singles Going Steady. I haven't done a music show in a while since I left Six Degrees. So if you're, an overnight listener or somewhere else in the world, hang out with me and Jim the Poet tomorrow, Sunday morning, 3 to 6 a.m. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Alan, it's Bandit.
Hey, Bandit, what's going on? How can I help you?
First, I wanted to say thank you for the advice last week about the music player.
Oh, yeah? Did that work out for you?
Yeah, I started going to the library and getting CDs and started burning them onto my computer.
Cool.
My actual question is about snowblowers, because it's getting to that time of year.
Ooh.
And I know there's a lot of electric models, but like, there's also, gas models. And I was wondering, which one would you prefer, and you think it matters?
I have no freaking idea whatsoever. I've only used a snowblower a couple times in my life. I mostly have lived on properties where I don't have that much of property to shovel. I'm still able-bodied enough to be able to use a shovel, and I don't have to deal with acres. So I don't know. I can't. If you have advice for Bandit, go to WFMU.org, playlist and comments board, and give some good snowblower advice, because there's nothing I can tell you that could be of use whatsoever. It's one thing you're going to get from me is honesty when I don't know. I will try to make it up if I have something creative to say, but I don't. So
that's fair.
All right.
Oh, I hung up some of them posters, by the way.
Oh, you did? Oh, thank
you. Yeah, over here in the Buffalo area. Yeah.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thanks a lot, Bandit.
Yeah. Love your show, dude.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Oh, Madonna me, Billy Jam, Put the Needle on the Record, coming up in just a few minutes. There is time for another call, though. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. This is always the time. Am I? We definitely have time for another call. 201-209-9368. This is Ask Alan. You get advice from somebody who has zero qualifications on advice giving. Only here on WFMU. So yeah, I'll be with Jim the Poet Saturday into Sunday, 3 to 6 a.m. We have a couple Halloween specials coming up on Ask Alan the next few weeks. So please keep tuning in. Hello, you're on the radio. We got time for a call.
Hey, Alan. Yeah, my name's John. I'm in Lexington, Kentucky, actually. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Hanging in there. Actually, good weather lately.
Nice.
Hey, man. Do you have a lot of LED street lights in your area?
A lot of what? LED street lights?
Yeah, LED street lights.
You're breaking up a little bit.
Okay, hey, man. Cut you two off.
I think I lost you. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hey, Alan.
What's up, Zach? We got seconds.
Yeah, hey, having issues with the subcontractor doing some chimney work. They're supposed to show up today. They told me they wouldn't.
Subcontractor?
I contacted the contracting company.
I mean,
the subcontractor.
Sometimes, like, you know, schedules change with subcontractors because they're small operations and they have to, like, load and unload out of their garages. I'm always a little sympathetic to their plight. So give them a call and be like, what's the deal? You still going to do this job?
Yeah, I did. Mid-afternoon, they'd still be there in the afternoon, and then never showed up.
Oof, Manon. You might have to get a brush and do it yourself.
Yeah.
I'm going to get ready for Billy Jim.
Yeah, well, I had to do a temporary thing on the top. We got rain coming in anyway for the cap.
Damn it. That's a pain in the butt. Call back next week with that. I got to make room for Billy Jim.
All right.
Peace.
Love it. Thanks, Alan.
This has been Ask Alan. Billy Jim coming up oh so soon.
On 3B, I have it in program and potted up. I can't.
On a text to let me know if I'm live. Waiting on the text, trying to survive. What you need to do is stay live. WFMU, put the needle on the golden era. The Femcees versus Menzies Hellraiser 2025 mix. I made that one up, Menzies. But I'm sure already someone has done it. I didn't Google search it yet. Shout out going out to Judah Venom, Ken from Hyde Park, DJ Mars, and V the Engineer. Also, shout out going out to Chili Mac Pagoda, who was back east dealing with family matters. And he wanted to make sure I did a special spill a little on the curb for D'Angelo, who we lost this week. Lots of other people gone too. Feel free to post in the comments. Also want to mention too that we are in the midst of our Hellraiser 2025. And monthly pledges are perhaps the best way to go to support the radio station WFMU. You can join the Swag for Life team. Make a monthly pledge at WFMU.org/pledge and keep our station on the air.
Take one.
If you're already a Swag for Life member, we thank you. Well, thank you very much. Also, too, I want to mention, too, that earlier this year I put together a great CD mix just for this show that was only available back in March during the marathon and is available once again. And you can get it, the DJ Premium, Put the Needle on the 80s, 90s FemCs with an intro from our girl, Boss Tootie. Shout out, by the way, also going out to Boss Tootie and to Senior Gigio. Anyway, for $75, you can get that premium CD and a t-shirt. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. That's good. Good going. So anyway, I got so much to play today. Also, shout out going out to Marie in Chicago. Last week, I was doing the female MCs along with my man. Senior Gigio. Didn't get to everything. So I'm going to pick up where I left off. But I'm also going to play male MCs, or Menses, as I dubbed the term. So I'm going to play from Canada, but born in Jamaica, Mishy Me, from her debut album that dropped back in 34 years ago, 1991. A female rapper who came and went and was forgotten and was very talented. Overweight Pooch. Going to hear from her. My favorite, MC Light. Going to hear a couple from her. Poetess, who we heard from last week, we're going to hear from her again. And also Misty Mist, who we heard from last week, we're going to hear from again. But right about now, let's start out with Canada's own, by way of Jamaica, Mishy Me, who teamed up with the producer / DJ, L.A. Love. And let's listen to something from her. L.A. loved about from her album, their album rather, Jamaican Funk, Canadian Style. WFM. You know.
Get that. So this was a solo act. Get that. I show you a dance. I make a dance and dip. So make you hot, hot like you're dancing calypso. Who bends a wax on the tracks is a fact. And ain't it the truth that opposites attract? Because without him, there would be no me. His name is L.A. Love. Forget about me, she me. But now, as I show you how to listen, open your ears as Love punches a fist and scratches in your mouth like a Tyson blow. Or better yet, like an L.A. Love show. Temples are torn. You have been warned. In the eye of the storm, Love has been born to this world as a DJ. So sit back, relax, and let the DJ play in the ground, the wire, the sound, the air. You stare, no love's over there. Beware the sounds of danger. Make the stranger know not to go no further. From here on in, suckers have no clout. From here on in, L.A. Love devout. How do you feel?
The magnificent.
How do you feel? In a house, as a matter of fact, L.A. Love devout. So the place is packed. Back to back as the flesh starts to boil. Skin starts to peel like aluminum foil. Suckers are sore, so check your pace up. You got to hear more of DJ L.A. Love, ladies love with a passion. Because of his style and maybe because of his fashion. Clashing, stand next to him and you clash. They break the door of the store in a madness.